Well, good evening. Welcome to the June 6th meeting of the Kitsap County Planning Commission. We'll start off with introductions on our far left.
Jim Swenson, South Kitsap.
Spencer Stegman, North Kitsap.
Rick Shattuck, Central Kitsap.
Joe Phillips, Central.
Tom Nevins, North Kitsap.
Care Ann Gonzalez, Harless, South Kitsap. Gina Baskirk, Central Kitsap.
Robert Baglio, South Kitsap. So, do we have a motion for the adoption of the agenda?
Move to approve the agenda.
I'll second that.
All in favor? Okay. Next up, the approval of the minutes. You all had a chance to review them. Quite a bit of information.
Actually, what day are you talking about?
Chairman Baglio.
Yes.
Are you guys making a motion to revise the agenda as Jim was going to?
Actually, we did not do that. I just figured we would do. Should we make an official motion to?
Those are just announcements at the bottom of the agenda. Oh, well, you will want to have
an update. All right, so excuse me, maybe we'll do that again. It looks as if we're going to modify the agenda, have an administrative update, which is going to be item D. Then the public hearing will be E, finding of facts F, and for the good of the order, G.
Move to approve the proposed agenda.
Is there a second?
Second that.
Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Thank you. Now we're on to the approval of the minutes. I guess we'll take May 16th first, since they are a little bit lengthy.
Those have not been posted.
Yes, they have. Is that right? I saw a nod.
They're not posted on to the Planning Commission website until they are signed, okay. But they're
okay.
Emailed
they were
out.
Okay, they were elsewhere.
They're emailed out okay. To you, your you. County email.
Got it. So is there a motion for the adoption of the minutes from May 16th?
I'll move to approve the minutes from May 16th.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Discussion? I guess the only thing that I would like to point out, as we had discussed before, obviously the attendance was a little limited. We only had six commissioners here. And with that, a handful of some of the items, even though they received a majority, we did not have enough in the affirmative to actually have a quorum to have them pass, or enough of a, is quorum the proper term? It's not an actual quorum, majority, in order to have those motions pass. Yes.
It's my understanding we only need five.
That's true, but we had a few items go 4-2. And so we didn't get the five votes.
Oh.
And so even though we had a majority of the Planning Commission's vote for it, we did not have enough votes to actually pass the motion. So I just wanted to note that for the record. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor? Opposed? Abstain. Two abstaining. And now moving to the May 23rd meeting. Is there a motion for the adoption of those minutes? Yes?
I'll move to adopt, but I'll discuss. I'll move to adopt.
Second.
Okay. Discussion?
So the change we made, Kathleen, to when you just added, do we need to amend the minutes for that, or is it?
I'm sorry, I was looking away. Was that ahead? Was that a, we do not need to, well, I guess just so we're aware, what is it you're referring to?
We had one change that was done that we passed in the critical areas ordinance that was near and dear to my heart. And when I looked at the printout, it wasn't there. Kathleen had already caught it, and so she has a change in front of me.
All right. Just for reference, maybe let us know which one that is.
So it's on the errata sheet that was handed out. It should be with your materials this evening, and we will discuss that when I'll explain it when we get to that point.
Okay. Yeah. So with that, is there a motion? I guess we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? Two abstaining. Do you want to deal with the errata sheet now with the explanation, or you can hit this later? Okay. All right. So I guess administrative update, item D.
Thank you, Chair and members of the Commission. It's a very quick announcement, and I really dread having to announce that. Tonight is Tasha's last night. She accepted a job with the City of Tacoma. She has an urban planning background, and this is a good opportunity for her. But we know it's very challenging in many ways working in Tacoma because they don't have the nice people like we do here. So we're expecting her coming back in a couple of years. So anyway, we're going to miss her. She's been just amazing. She one biggest change that she took over when she got this job is she was, you know, she took the training on Robert's Rules, and that was not expected. And so, but we greatly appreciated that. And in fact, it led us to believe, I think, for that position, probably is a very good idea to have training on Robert's Rules, the parliamentary procedures. So we appreciate her initiative, her dedication, and professionalism, and we're all going to miss her.
Yes. We wish you the best. Yes. I guess just out of curiosity, so is this your very last meeting? Yes. All right. And then is Jim going to serve in that capacity until we get someone else?
Yeah, so we'll be suspending all Robert's Rules of Order. It'll just basically be chaos and free-for-all until we find somebody who actually has the appropriate training and background.
Okay, next we go to the public hearing, Title 15, Flood Code. You'd get more attendance if you did this in the wintertime. Yes.
That works. Okay, so for the record, Kathleen Barnhart, Planner, Department of Community Development. This hearing is regarding Title 15, our flood hazard areas. As you'll recall, these amendments are the second part of a phased update to ensure that Kitsap County meets the current minimum requirements of the Federal Emergency Management Agency standards necessary to participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. The first phase was adopted in 2015 to include habitat language to address existing requirements for the protection of federally listed species. In January of 2016, FEMA finalized the revisions to the flood insurance rate maps for Kitsap County. These amendments to the maps now require code revisions for consistency. FEMA also identified outdated definitions in our code, so we are looking to amend those at this time as well. Due to the relationship between Title 15 flood hazard areas and Title 19 critical areas ordinance, FEMA has provided Kitsap County with an extension to complete this update in conjunction with our critical areas ordinance for June 30th, 2017.
Okay, I guess I'll open up the public hearing, unless there's some questions before we get going. Any questions? Okay, hearing none. We'll open up the public hearing for the flood code. If you would, please limit your discussions to less than 10 minutes.
Only 10.
Only 10, yes. Okay, well, I guess we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. So I guess with that being the case, what will this just come up to us on the next meeting as far as deliberation? Any thoughts, discussion on that? Does anybody else want to give this any more thought, or what are the?
Are these the three provisions?
Just these three, right?
Right. There's one more. Oh. No.
What is on our next agenda? Are we fairly light for the next few meetings? So is there no harm to go ahead and deal with this at the next meeting, just to make sure we do have maybe a little more of a chance to give it some thought?
I think on the 21st is the next Planning Commission meeting, if I'm not mistaken. It says 20th here, but that's a Monday. Typically, we meet on a Tuesday.
Okay. Let me check real quick. I would say that
the 20th is correct.
20th is the Tuesday.
Right. I would say that. Look, just reading through this page, that it looks like we've gone to some fairly precise definitions and gotten rid of a lot of hemming and hawing in our current definitions. And I would support approving those now.
Tom, let's hold the number, that fourth one in there for a little bit.
So what you're saying, the upcoming meeting, there's a conflict on the 20th because the commissioners have special critical areas.
That's their critical area ordinance. What we would like to have is a recommendation from the Planning Commission on these revisions to Title 15 or these amendments to Title 15, because the Board of County Commissioners will also be considering these changes in conjunction with their consideration of the critical area ordinance beginning that night on the 20th when they hold their first hearing.
I guess, are there any strong objections to not moving forward with this tonight? Okay, well then, is there a motion?
I would move to approve the changes to Code 15 as written.
Second.
Discussion?
Can I just get one clarification on why the basement has to be below, subgrade below ground level on all sides, not just 3 out of 4?
That was a definition directly from FEMA, and that's based on their what they would cover for insurance purposes.
Okay.
Tom, you had item 4. You had comment on that. You're okay? Okay. Any further discussion? All those in favor? Looks like it's unanimous. Okay. So the next item is the finding of facts for the critical areas ordinance. Anything you would like to say prior to?
Yes, okay. Please. So since posting the draft findings and the appendices, we've caught a couple of errors. Those have been identified on the errata sheet that has been handed out. And the first thing you'll notice is on item number 79 on page 25, of Appendix A of your findings. We inadvertently left out one of the items that was approved by this Planning Commission. It has to do with the demonstration of no alternative location for structures in geologically hazardous areas, the language that was approved in the minutes.
Richard, you want to say something?
Kathleen, I think just one other change is I don't remember us removing the word unless. Unless you keep the word unless in, it doesn't make any sense.
And then the second item, relatively minor, was just an added 4 in the numbering system there on item 83 in your Appendix A. So I also wanted to point out that the Planning Commission had expressed interest in providing a minority report with the findings. The only proposed language staff received is presented as Appendix B. In addition, you'll note that in Appendix A, we have provided in the comment discussion column the motions that were made that did not pass due to a lack of majority members present. But it was the wish of the Planning Commission that those discussions be captured in some manner. So those are in bold in the comments column. Are there any questions on those items?
Would you like a signed copy of the minority report? I do have one. You would like that? Yeah. I'd be happy to give it to you then.
With that, I'll hand it back over.
Okay. So we have the finding of facts presented to us. Is there a motion for the adoption?
I move that the Planning Commission adopt our finding of fact.
I will second that motion.
Discussion? Yes, I'm sorry. Was that with the errata sheet?
Yes.
Clarification? Yes? Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not my motion.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. So, not sure if it's a comment or discussion. I'm just, I know that we've talked about the minority report, and obviously one was submitted with this. In the report, it says that there is significant disagreement. The only thing I guess to point out once again for the record, if you look at the items that I think Tom is making reference to, usually he was the sole person or he did not actually get a second. So, you know, I guess a lot of times I think with a minority report, they think it was, you know, a very close vote. And I realize you're in the minority because you were not in the majority. But anyway, it's not like this was a fractured body that was looking at this. And it was just some items that Tom didn't agree with. So, but I guess that is reflected in the information that's going to the commissioners, so they will be aware of that. I guess I'm just questioning whether there was significant disagreement. So, but we can go ahead, obviously, with the minority report as presented. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor? Opposed? Abstaining? One abstain. Okay, so it looks like we're down for the good of the order. And maybe, Jim, if you would, I know you went through some of the corrections of the board meetings, the upcoming Board of Commissioners meetings. Maybe you want to go ahead and go over that with the Planning Commission just so they can make note of that.
Sure. I just wanted to make a slight correction. The board, as they start moving into consideration the critical area ordinance, they have set up a meeting schedule that is a little different than that that's reflected by scheduling a few special meetings over the coming month. And so in addition to their June 12th meeting next Monday, they have a special meeting scheduled for June 20th. That's at the Poulsbow City Hall in the council chambers. That hearing, I believe, starts at Poulsbow. It starts at 5:30. We'll be preceding that with an open house, similar to the format of the Planning Commission hearings. Then on June 21st, this is kind of a late addition to the critical area ordinance schedule, but the board was interested in also convening a hearing or continuing the hearing to the Central Kitsap region. Originally, we hadn't proposed a hearing for that location. So the board has approved a special meeting for June 21st. That's at the Silverdale Fire and Water Headquarters on Newberry Hill Road. That's scheduled. The hearing is scheduled to begin at 10. We'll have an open house from 9 to 10 o'clock. It's scheduled to go from 10 to noon. And then they will continue the CAO hearing to their last regularly scheduled meeting, which is reflected on your schedule on your agenda, which is June 27th here at the Port Orchard Administrative Building. And then they're scheduled for deliberations. This isn't on your sheet, but just for your information, they're scheduled for deliberations on the 28th and
27th all day.
Okay. So their hearing is on the 26th, excuse me. and then deliberations on the 27th. So there is a typo on the date for their regularly scheduled meeting. Should be June 26th at 5:30.
And then since there's a conflict on the 20th, are we not going to have a Planning Commission meeting on the 20th?
I don't know if anything is currently on the agenda for the 20th. Findings of fact and approval for flood code.
Well, can't rip those out real quick for us here. If that's the only thing we're coming in for, I would expect that might be a 5-minute meeting. If we took a recess, would somebody be able to create findings of fact on that? Apparently, we're all going to look at Kathleen.
Do you have a draft? We have a draft. If you give us 5 minutes.
Okay. We'll take a 5-minute recess. Okay.
I know that, and I could add to the administrator that this is probably Kathleen's last major project before the Planning Commission, as she's accepted a move within the department, so we're fortunate to keep her, but she's moving into the current planning division for the department. So,
I see.
But she's still on the team. We're thankful for that, that's for sure.
Well, enjoy. Be careful, those developers, you know. Oh, no. Anyway, recess.